For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Josh Appel is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is a play-by-play announcer nationally for the NFL on Sports USA. He's had a very busy soccer schedule lately. I saw him Saturday night on FS1 with Tony Meola doing a little legend. MLS action.
Had a suit
and,
on.
A week from this Saturday, he's going to be back on FS1 for San Diego FC and FC Dallas. And, of course, he's our resident Florida Panthers expert and WrestleMania expert, so we have a lot to get to. He is wearing some sort of wrestling belt over
a title.
His shoulder.
We don't call it a belt. We call it a title.
That's not the belt?
Oh, no. They, in other places, are referred to as belts, but in the WWE, we refer to it as a championship or a title, not a belt. Huh. A belt is something that holds up your pants.
Interesting. I can't argue that. That is what a belt is, but that also looks like a championship.
I would say a belt is something that goes around your waist and snaps. But
And that's what that does, yeah.
Not all belts snap.
Regardless, I don't want to go down too much of a detour. Let me start with the Panthers. Let me not take the bait here with his belt. Let me start with the Panthers since they're in action tonight. We've talked about this. A lot of experts are picking the Lightning this series. And so should we be nervous? Because I was saying to Crowder and Solana and Jimmy earlier, you know, they're so evenly matched. Solana was reading us some stats from ESPN about just how evenly matched they are. And then you get to head coaches, probably evenly matched. Goaltenders, probably evenly matched. You can go down the list. So is the deciding factor the fact that Tampa has home ice?
I don't think home ice is as big of a factor, generally speaking, in the NHL as maybe it is in other sports. Obviously, I would have rather the Panthers played Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final at home versus in Edmonton, but I don't think that it's the end-all be-all to not have home ice advantage, especially this early in the postseason. I don't know if you should be nervous. I'm nervous, but at the same time, like, Tampa is very good. The Panthers are very good. You can't be surprised if Tampa Bay ends up winning this series. I think with all those things that you mentioned being equal, I think the one thing the Panthers do have over Tampa Bay, an absolute advantage in depth. The Lightning top two lines, very, very good. Obviously, we know, especially with Matthew Tkachuk coming back, although not official, it's unofficially official.
He's back.
Yeah. So the Panthers third line.
I've said that so many times, by the way, today, that there's no chance he plays.
He's playing.
I've said it so confidently so many times. There's no chance he gets out on the ice.
But
he has like one and a half minute shift and you never see him again tonight.
You're never wrong though. So I think you're good on this one.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. But you look at the Panthers third line, Anton Lundell, Atulio Suranen, and Brad Marchand. You look at the Panthers fourth line, Nico Sturm, Evan Rodriguez, Jesper Boqvist. that bottom six clears Tampa's, I think, by a wide margin, especially as Solana mentioned yesterday, Tampa, one of their trade deadline acquisitions, Oliver Bjorkstrand, he's not going to be able to play in this series. That's not a name anybody knows, but in the playoffs, depth comes through. We saw that last year with the Panthers quite a bit.
Big loss.
You said Solana said that. Not only does no one here know that name, I can't believe Solana was on top of that story.
Big loss.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, big loss. Bjorkstrand not playing is a huge loss. Yeah.
All right.
Man, that was a dumb mistake. But to that conversation, Josh, like we talked about earlier, where we got better. Marchand, Seth, and you know, Rollins, and what's the
Vanderchek?
Not Rollins, Seth Jones.
Seth Rollins, a wrestler. You want to jump right into the WrestleMania talk?
Big night for Seth Rollins last night.
Seth Rollins, he has a damn belt on his shoulder. I'm confused. But Jones, like, you told me personally we got better at the trade deadline. Did the Lightning get better? Like, did they upgrade either? Because we already beat them. Did they also upgrade?
Yeah, I think they did, but one of the guys they brought in is no longer available for them, and that hurts them. They clearly identify that as a need. They went and addressed it with a couple of players, and one of the guys they brought in isn't here. Now, if Andre Vasilevsky is going to look like Andre Vasilevsky of the way he played this year, and then when the Panthers lost to Tampa Bay in the postseason, that could be an equalizer as well. Like I said, you can't be surprised the Panthers end up losing this series to Tampa Bay. Now, I have the Panthers in four, obviously, but you can't be surprised if Tampa Bay comes.
Those are two incongruous thoughts, that it's as likely for them to lose as it is for them to win, and I've got them sweeping the team.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm having trouble finding what you're not understanding.
Now I'm having trouble with your analysis on this, because it – One does not mesh cohesively with the other.
I am interested to see if the Panthers can win one in Tampa. They'll get Aaron Ekblad back game three.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's unrealistic to expect them to win both up at Amalie Arena. the goal here is to get one of these next two and bring it back home 1-1, because then you steal home ice advantage back. And the Panthers have historically been a really good road team under Paul Maurice, especially last year. This year, towards the end, with that kind of slide they went on, that kind of fell by the wayside. But yeah, look, Panthers at full strength. They've got a fifth line that played a majority of this season because of injuries or whatever. They're five lines deep that I'd be comfortable playing with against Tampa Bay. And then you add Aaron Ekblad in game three. Yeah, if this is all even and the Panthers' depth comes through, like, I think that could be the difference. Either.
Well, here's I said to Solana and Crowder earlier in the show, if the Heat lose to the Cavs, I'm not disappointed because they're the 10 seed against the 1 seed. They're playing the best team in the East, and the Heat lost their superstar during the season, you know. So they get knocked out in round one. I'm not upset. The way you're making it sound here is that Panthers fans coming off a Stanley Cup where they ostensibly did get better shouldn't be that upset if they get bounced in round one. And that's kind of hard to...
I think there you can be disappointed if they lose, but I don't think you can surprised. Be surprised.
I got you.
I think Tampa Bay is too good, and you have to respect their pedigree and all the talent they have. Like, they finished above the Panthers in the regular season this year. Like, you shouldn't go in there just assuming that you're going to beat them, right? I have nothing but respect for our fellow Stanley Cup champions up there in Tampa. It's been a rocky relationship, but now I'm feeling good. I feel like we're on their level now. Now that we've got a title of our own, this championship has a double meaning for Mania and for the Panthers.
Does it?
Well, for this purpose, it does. So, like I said, you could be disappointed, and I'll be disappointed if they lose in this first round. Like, when the Panthers go to back-to-back Stanley Cups and they go all in the way they do, your expectations are that they are going to at least get back to where they were and have a shot to win the cup again. Losing in the first round is not that, and you should be disappointed if they don't make it past Tampa Bay, but you just can't be surprised.
Hey, Josh, can coaches mess it up? Like, we know bad calls. There's bad calls in basketball, football. I've watching NBA, you'll see some dumb stuff go on, inbound passes that don't even get in the game. You know, guys can't even get the ball off. Like, could Cooper or Paul Maurice mess up who's going to win this game in hockey?
I mean, maybe there's a decision here or there, like deploying a certain line in a matchup against somebody else, maybe. But at the end of the day, it's a little bit like baseball to a degree, where you write the lineup down and you put the guys out there, and it's up to them to execute whatever they went in with the game plan for.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.